seriously, let softening into it be enough, even if it's faint or even if it's unclear, because the goal isn't to get a perfect answer. It's to rebuild trust with the quiet part of you that already knows without needing to prove itself. So instead of trying to be more intuitive, what if you just started listening differently, right? Not hard or anything, and not more intensely, just more gently, because strengthening your intuition isn't about adding something new. It's about removing the noise that's already there and slowly rebuilding trust with yourself. Notice your first response. This is the first thing to do. First, notice your first response and don't rush past it. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And this Witchy Wednesday is coming to you a little bit late this week. Life has been lifing, energy has been ebbing and flowing, but honestly, it feels kind of fitting for what we're talking about today, because sometimes things don't have to be perfectly timed to still be meaningful. And yeah, next week we're getting a little more structured again. I will still obviously do Magic Monday episode for ya. And then another episode later in the week, the second one will actually be Thursday. And so this episode is arriving in its own timing, and most of you will likely be listening to it on a Thursday since I'm releasing it so late on a Wednesday, especially for you East Coasters. I want to apologize, but hopefully this episode resonates in some way, shape, or form and meets you when you're meant to hear it. So in this episode, we're talking about intuition in a way that feels real and grounded and not something you have to force or perform or get right, right? Because I think a lot of us, we want to be intuitive, right? We want to trust ourselves, but then we try so hard to hear it that we end up overthinking it. And so today, let's soften that voice. We'll talk about what intuition actually feels like and why forcing it blocks it, and how to strengthen it in a way that feels natural and sustainable. I think we're all intuitive. Intuition isn't loud. And because of that, it's incredibly easy to overlook. And we're used to loud, right? We're used to thoughts that repeat themselves and get our attention and pull us in, demand answers. We're used to emotions that feel intense and overwhelming and honestly, sometimes even urgent. But intuition doesn't usually feel like that. It's often the first thing you feel and then the first thing you doubt. And it's that tiny moment before the spiral begins. It's so subtle that if you're not paying attention, it slips right past you. And it can sound like, maybe not, or it might sound like, ooh, this feels good. But it doesn't argue for itself. It doesn't try to convince you. It just offers. And then your mind comes in almost immediately after, and your mind is very convincing. It's logical. It's protective. It wants to make sure you're safe, accepted, and also that you're making quote unquote right choices, right? And it adds context and fear and possibilities and backup plans. And suddenly that very simple intuitive nudge gets layered with, but what if this doesn't work? What will they think? Does this even make sense? And the longer you sit in that, the harder it is to even remember what your initial feeling was. And this is why people say that they feel disconnected from their intuition. But it's not that your intuition isn't speaking. It's that it speaks once, and it speaks quietly, usually. And your mind speaks over it often loudly and repeatedly. And so if you've been taught, like most of us, to prioritize the logic, external validation, or just being quote unquote right, right? Of course you're going to trust the louder voice, but the practice isn't about making your intuition louder. It's about becoming more sensitive to the quiet and catching that first moment, that first, Well, that first soft yes or no. And you do this before your mind has time to rewrite it, as it will and as we've kind of trained it to. And so So this is where I think a lot of us accidentally get in our own way, because we want to be intuitive and we want to trust ourselves and have all the clarity in the world and just be so confident in the grounded knowing that we know we have. And so we try and we sit there and we're like, okay, what's my intuition saying right now? What's the answer? What am I supposed to feel? How am I supposed to act or be? And in that moment, honestly, we've already left intuition, because that energy is searching, right? It's grasping. It's trying to figure it out. And intuition isn't something you figure out. It's something you notice, right? Forcing it creates pressure, and pressure creates noise. So you start second guessing. Is this it? Or is that it? Or what? Maybe I'm just making that up. And hey, I am someone who deals with anxiety, and so I'll tell you what, my mind loops are hilarious, and are they loud, and don't they love to talk over the intuition? But I recognize them now, right? And when you recognize them and you're like, oh, I'm in a loop right now, just acknowledge it. And you acknowledge that you're not doing anything wrong, but because you've moved into your analytical mind, this is just something to acknowledge, because this is what you're used to. And again, your mind is not the enemy, and that's not wrong to do. It's just not where intuition originates. Intuition needs space, and it needs a kind of openness where you're not trying to control the outcome, or where you're not demanding an answer right now, or where you're okay with, I don't know yet, but I'll feel it. It's a very, very different energy. It's softer, much softer, and it's more patient. I would say also more trusting. And honestly, it can feel uncomfortable at first, because we're so used to needing certainty. But the more you release that grip, the more you stop trying to force clarity, and the more your intuition has room to come through. Again, it's like sleep, or even like trying to remember something. Have you ever tried so hard to remember a name of somebody from the past or something, and you just can't? And then the second you stop trying, it just pops in. Oh yeah, that's who they are. It's intuition. It doesn't respond well to pressure. It responds to space. So instead of asking what's the right answer, what to do, try softening into it. What do I feel right now before I think about it? And sometimes this is easier said than done, but you get used to it. You get used to letting that be enough. Friends, I need to tell you something that Jordan and I have been seriously talking about for the summer. We live in Utah, right? And Utah is a great place for outdoorsy people. And so we've been looking at doing an RV trip. You know, we're not planning on buying an RV and changing our entire lifestyle or anything, just renting one for the summer through Outdoorsy. So if you haven't heard of it, Outdoorsy is basically the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the US, which means you can rent an RV or camper without owning one. And what I didn't realize is how easy it actually is. You literally, step one, search for a rig near you, then two, book it with insurance and roadside assistance included, and then three, either drive it yourself, tow it, or have it delivered and fully set up for you. Like, you can just show up and it's ready. And for summer 2026, this is kind of genius. Between the huge international soccer tournament coming to North America, America's 250th anniversary celebrations, and the 100th anniversary of Route 66, hotels are going to be wild. An RV lets you stay close to the action, or honestly, just closer to nature, closer to the river and the trailhead and to the beach, closer to the quiet. As a dog mom, the idea of bringing the boys without worrying about pet fees or weird hotel rules, that sounds great for me. Sounds dreamy. So Outdoorsy has thousands of rigs nationwide, from cute camper vans to full family-size motorhomes, and they include comprehensive insurance, 24/7 support, and roadside assistance, so it doesn't feel risky. It actually feels freeing. So if you want to turn the drive into the vacation this summer, go check it out and use promo code MAGIC to have all service fees removed from your 2026 booking. That's kind of major. I'll link everything in the show notes so you can explore. Maybe we'll see each other on the road. Seriously, let softening into it be enough. Even if it's faint or even if it's unclear, because the goal isn't to get a perfect answer. It's to rebuild trust with the quiet part of you that already knows without needing to prove itself. So instead of trying to be more intuitive, what if you just started listening differently, right? Not hard or anything, and not more intensely, just more gently. Because strengthening your intuition isn't about adding something new. It's about removing the noise that's already there and slowly rebuilding trust with yourself. Notice your first response. This is the first thing to do. First, notice your first response and don't rush past it. There's usually a moment, it's very quick, where you feel something before you think about it. And that moment, especially starting to acknowledge that moment and doing your best to really, really understand or hear, recognize that moment, that matters. But most of us have been conditioned to override it almost instantly. So the practice here isn't to act on it right away, it's just to notice it. And you might even start mentally clocking it like, oh, okay, that's my first reaction. And my first reaction was actually a no. And then maybe your mind comes in and tries to explain why it should be a yes and yada yada. And that's okay. But you don't have to shut your mind down, right? You're learning to separate it. You're learning to hear what comes first and then what came after. And the more you notice that first response, the more familiar it becomes. And then the second thing to do is to create space before you seek outside input. This one is subtle, but it changes everything. When something comes up, a decision or a feeling or maybe a question, notice how quickly you want to ask someone else, a friend, a partner, Google search, social media, whatever, and find the answer. Again, that's not wrong. Very human, very normal. We all do it. I do it all the time. But if it's immediate, it can slowly disconnect you from your own inner voice. So instead of cutting off outside input completely, just create a pause. Even if it's 30 seconds, just a pause. Even if it's just asking yourself first, like, what do I feel about this? You're not trying to be perfect. You're just giving yourself a chance to speak. And over time, that builds a quiet kind of self-trust that feels really, really steady. And then third, tune into your body because your intuition lives there, right? Intuition lives there too. Intuition isn't just thoughts. It's sensations, it's energy, it's your body reacting before your mind catches up. And your body is very, very honest and it doesn't have to over-explain and it doesn't try to impress anyone. It just responds. It's so authentic. It's so honest. So you can start asking yourself, does this feel open or closed? Does this feel calm or tense? How about, does this make me feel a little lighter or a little heavier? And the key here is not to overanalyze the answer, obviously. Just notice the direction it's pointing you in. Because your body will often tell you the truth before your mind has time to complicate it. And then the fourth thing is just let it be simple. Even if your mind wants more, wants to be dramatic, I mean, I'd say intuition is rarely dramatic. It doesn't usually come with a full explanation or a perfectly laid out plan. It's often just a feeling, a yes or a no, a not yet. And what we tend to do is we take that simple feeling and we try to build a whole story around it. We want it to make sense, right? We want it to be logical and to justify it. But the more we do that, the more we move away from the feeling itself. So part of strengthening your intuition is allowing things to just be simple, even when your mind is like, but why? Let's complicate this. No, you don't always need the why. You just need the awareness. And then the last thing for now is I'd say build trust through small everyday moments, right? You don't have to wait for that big life decision to practice this. In fact, it's better if you don't. Intuition is something you build in the smallest, most ordinary moments. So what do I actually feel like eating today? Do I want to go or stay? Does this feel like a yes or a no? These tiny check-ins might seem insignificant, but they're not. Because every time you listen, even in a small way, you're reinforcing, I can trust myself. And that trust builds slowly and quietly and sustainably, not in one big breakthrough, but in 100 small moments of listening. Your intuition isn't something you need to chase. and it's not something reserved for just certain special people or something you have to unlock like a skill or something you need to take a course on. No, it's there. It's already there. It's been there. It's just been layered under noise, expectations, other people's opinions, and the pressure to get things right. And so if you felt disconnected from it, that doesn't mean you've lost it. It just means you've been listening to louder voices for a while, and that's okay. That's totally okay. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not behind, okay? I'm gonna say it again. You are not behind. You don't need to force anything. You can just begin again. It's another day. You are living another day as a human. What a beautiful, beautiful thing is that you get to just practice this again whenever you want. Softly, by noticing, by pausing, by listening to those small, quiet nudges that don't demand your attention, but are always there and they're always waiting for you to hear them. And the more you meet yourself there without pressure and without judgment, the more that voice becomes familiar and steady and safe and yours. Anyway, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or Substack. My @ is @RaquelMantra, RaquelMantra. And with all that being said, I'll connect with you Monday and then again next Thursday. So thank you so much for listening, and thank you for your magic.